Today is opening day for the Rockingham County Fair, and it's going to be a busy week for all participants, but especially those who will be exhibiting their livestock. Everything kicks off in the Farm Credit Show Ring at 1 o'clock this afternoon with the Market Lamb Show. It is one of the most competitive lamb shows in all the eastern United States. On Tuesday, it's the Dairy Show starting at 8 a.m., followed by the Market Goat Show at 10 a.m. On Wednesday at the Rockingham County Fair, it's the Market Steer Show, followed by the Open Sheep Show and the Market Hog Show. Thursday will feature the Breeding Cattle Show and the Sunshine Goat Show, followed by the Master Showmanship Competition. And Friday is the 4-H and FFA Livestock Sale, starting at 11 a.m. More information and the complete schedule is found online at RockinghamCountyFair.com. See y'all at the fair. Well, Rod Bain has a story on how USDA supports farmers markets.
What is the connection between farmers markets across the country, perhaps your local venue, and USDA's agricultural marketing service? AMS's Americo Vega says first and foremost,
we don't regulate farmers markets. We do provide a lot of resources.
Support includes grant opportunities via the Farmers Market Promotion Program.
This is a program that farmers markets can apply, and it doesn't have to be farmers markets exclusively. It can be any organization who's trying to improve direct marketing for farmers, but often farmers markets are the main entities that apply for these programs.
As well as resources such as
the USDA's local food directories. The farmers market directory is the main one. We have close to 7,000 listings. The main purpose is to connect consumers with farmers.
And research into farmers markets and their connections to local economies. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
For News Talk 92.1 and 550 WSVA, I'm Ish.